are we almost getting to the point where it'll become news when Donald Trump doesn't say anything controversial? During a pandemic that's infected 1.5 million people and killed more than 80,000, he's temporarily halted funding to the World Health Organization over its handling of the coronavirus. Now, President Trump says the WHO has failed in its basic duty, and he's also said the organization promoted what he's termed China's disinformation about the virus.
With the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic, we have deep concerns whether America's generosity has been put to the best use possible. The reality is that the WHO failed to adequately obtain, vet, and share information in a timely and transparent fashion. The WHO failed in this basic duty and must be held accountable. It's time, after all of these decades.
So what could the implications be? Dr. Alexandra Phelan is from the Center for Global Health Science and Security at Georgetown University in the United States. She's also worked as a consultant for the WHO, and she joined me earlier from New York.
The WHO is notoriously underfunded. This is an issue that has gone on for many years, with countries not paying their assessed contributions, their dues. And so pulling 15% of the funding on top of that could have, you know, significant implications. And I think at the moment, you know, what we should be doing is funding the WHO even more, particularly in the midst of a pandemic, particularly as it is the organisation responsible for assisting the distribution of aid and assisting countries around the world in their pandemic preparedness.
And regardless of whether this funding halt is temporary or not, there's obviously some questions that we still need to answer, but we do have a world leader accusing the WHO of failing in its basic duties. Now, how do you think the organisation will respond to something like that? A serious accusation where, as you say, a lot of money is on the line.
The WHO is not a stranger to criticism, particularly over the handling of outbreaks. And, you know, some of that, say, looking at the Ebola outbreak in West Africa back in 2014-16, you know, criticism around its response then was generally considered quite legitimate. This criticism appears to be on a slightly different footing. This does largely appear to be trying to shift the blame for what was quite clearly and has quite clearly been a failure at the US national government, the federal government level, in responding to the outbreak in the United States. I think if we look at the WHO's response to the COVID pandemic, you know, I have some of my own sort of critiques about where I think they could have been clearer about the usefulness of measures initially in Wuhan and the human rights implications of how those measures were rolled out. But as a general statement, the organisation has been very much on the ball, has been out there giving regular press updates, giving comprehensive technical guidance to countries around the world. And the US did not follow that guidance. It implemented travel bans relatively quickly. It didn't use the time that it had to prepare. And so the situation that the US is in now is largely because of that lack of leadership. And so I think this is largely a blame shift.
And looking more closely at the president's recent comments, last week he said the WHO was China-centric. Today he said that if the organisation had acted, the outbreak would have been contained in China earlier. He accused the WHO of promoting disinformation from China. Now, you look at this organisation closely. What's your view of comments like that from a world leader?
I think what we've seen in many outbreaks before this, and as well as this pandemic, is an expectation that the WHO can do more than in reality it can. You know, countries have set the rules of the game for the WHO through its constitution and through the piece of international law for outbreaks, being the International Health Regulations. I think there's a mismatch between the reality of what WHO can do and the expectations of what WHO should do. One of the critiques that President Trump said today was this point about, on January 14, the WHO said there was no evidence of human-to-human transmission from China. You know, if we actually look at that tweet, the passing of the language is really important. No evidence of the human-to-human transmission does not mean that there is not human-to-human transmission. So even at that point in time, that nuance was being made, but that has obviously been lost in the statements that President Trump has been making.
Do you think that the WHO should have put more scrutiny on China, though, earlier, in terms of the way it handled particularly those early stages of the crisis?
So at the beginning of any outbreak, you always have an information gap. and particularly with a novel infectious disease like this. And so that uncertainty is really difficult to communicate. And naturally, we actually learn more things about the virus, how it transmits, and that may contradict what we learned beforehand. You know, in China, there was clearly an internal bureaucratic issue. And, you know, that's something I think that is worthy of legitimate examination. The problem is the WHO can only really engage with member states if they continue to consent to engage. And so I think what we saw is a very political decision to make sure that China was still engaging and sharing information as much as possible.
Dr. Alexandra Phelan from Georgetown University.